B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, K-Rock, you're on the air.
Yes, may I speak at the disc jockey, please?
Is this... Is this Miss Serena Williams?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Serena, it's Stan. What's happening, sister?
Oh, my Lord. I thought you was gone.
No, I'm still here. You called the Stan and Haney show. We're still here, Serena. I thought you were gone. I thought you went back to your home in Alabama or Mississippi.
My home happened to be right here, sir.
Were you born and raised in Fort Myers?
Yes, sir.
Really? So you spent ever since you were a little baby right there in Dunbar?
I was actually born. It's what now they get all fancy and they call it a water birth, but I just come out the bathtub.
never even in the hospital or anything. It was a bathtub birth.
No, I never have been to a doctor.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, it's great, kinda to hear your voice.
I'm the healthiest person I know, sir.
How do you know that? You've never been to a doctor, Sarita.
Because I feel fine as wine.
Right, and you're a very beautiful woman.
And Doctor Man, I don't need no pill to make me chill.
No, never took a pill or anything. Just a good little bit of white lightning, a little hooch, a little Dunbar hooch.
No, sir. I happen to be high on Jesus Christ.
Okay. My apologies. That's correct. Sarita, why are you calling? Why? Because you thought we were gone?
Yes, I thought you were talking about sport now.
No, that's the other station. That's the other station that's going to talk about sports. We are still doing what we've always done here, Sarita. I guess you lose out again, huh? Huh, baby?
Sir.
Ma'am.
Might I ask you, please, to treat me with a little bit of respect?
I think I am treating you with a little respect. I'm calling you ma'am. I want to know
what
a little
were you,
bit.
What were you? Was you born in a barn?
No, I was born in a hospital.
I was born in a bathtub.
All right, you were born in a bathtub. Look, Sarita, is this all you do is just dial up radio stations? You don't even know who's on anymore.
I still have that bathtub.
The bathtub you were born in?
Yes, sir. They was going to get rid of it because it leaked and all.
Right.
But I put it out back, and I bet you that's probably worth a lot of money now.
What kind of bathtub is it?
Well, it's an old-fashioned clawfoot bathtub, like when you see the man and the woman on the edge of a cliff having a drink and
yes.
Getting ready to have sex.
Yeah, that's the Cialis thing, the bathtub. You got a tub that's like that?
That's what it is, yeah.
And now you got it just out back. Yes. Now you just got it out back, so it's a breeding ground for mosquitoes.
Well, I was always of the belief and the hope that one day I might find another one.
Right.
And then put them together
right.
And charge white people to sit in them.
Charge white people to sit in them.
Well, evidently that's what they like.
Are you calling for some reason, Sarita? You know, I'll be honest with you. I thought I was rid of you.
Well, as did I. But we must soldier on. I do have to say,
yes,
it's very nice to hear some hardcore speed metal once in a while now.
Do you like that kind of music?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So,
praise Jesus.
So okay. I see you're back. Are you and Eddie Taylor still together?
I don't speak to him, no.
You and Eddie broke up?
I believe we must have over some asinine thing you told him to do.
You dragged that man on for years and years, made him feel like a complete fool.
Stop.
Because you're a user, Sarita. You're a user!
Stop.
What?
Stop.
Ma'am.
I don't think you understand that Eddie a little bit soft in the head.
He wasn't an attorney. He graduated with a law degree from Buffoon Cookman.
Uh-huh. And I'm Sandra Knight O'Connor.
Sandra Knight O'Connor.
Yeah, that's the girl from the Cosby Show.
No.
I was calling about my son, Malcolm.
Your son, Malcolm. He's the bookworm.
Yes.
But, how's he doing in school, by the way?
Well, I don't know, and I don't care. What I do care about is that he had become friends with a Chinaman by the name of Louis Fong.
Louis Fong.
And I don't mind him so much because Malcolm is so taken with Louis Fong.
Uh-huh.
That he's actually showing an interest in some athletics, specifically basketball in the Miami Heat.
So Malcolm is taking interest in basketball and the Miami Heat.
Yes, sir. Because yes. Louis Fong,
yes.
he liked to watch the basketball on television, and Malcolm
yeah.
Have been watched with him for and root for the Miami Heat.
Not the Miami Heat, the Miami Heat.
Pardon me, sir?
You're saying the Miami Heat.
Sir.
Ma'am.
I do not believe that I stuttered.
No, you talk in a dialect that is oftentimes difficult to understand. I think they call it like Ebonics or something.
Well, I don't know much about basketball.
Basketball.
I'm just a little bit. Concerned.
Why? I think that would help with your son Jabbar, who's the athlete in the family, and Malcolm and this Chinaman coming together and watching something that everybody can agree on, sports.
You know, it's funny that you bring Jabbar up.
Yeah. How's he doing?
I feel so bad for him.
Why?
Well, had I known all this was going to happen, I wouldn't have given him an Arab sounding name.
Oh, no.
I shouldn't have done it.
You know, now that I think about it, because when he was born and you told me that you got a new addition to the family, Jabbar, mm-hmm. everyone at the time thought Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you're naming him after that, you know, mm-hmm. a fine athlete. But uh-huh. now when you say Jabbar, that means Muslim, and then people might associate that with terrorism. And so you, a Christian lady, are going around with a son called Jabbar. Have you ever thought maybe to change his name to Lewis? You know, Lou?
Well, sir, that would be his business. Nah.
Yeah, you know, Jabbar changes his name to Lou Alcindor.
Look, I have Malcolm to think about right now.
Right, the bookworm.
And my main concern,
yes, ma'am,
about the Miami Heat.
Heat.
That's what I said.
You said Heat. All right, Miami Heat. What's your main concern about the Miami Heat?
Well, I have found out evidently one of the players for the Heat.
He done off Haslam
or something like that.
He done what? What?
You Udonis half step? What is it?
Udonis half step.
No, speak up to me, you little.
Hey!
Hold on, I'm gonna sign it out.
Yeah.
Udonis half limb.
What about him?
I'm concerned.
Yes.
If he played for the Heat.
That
would influence Malcolm. To go down the road of the Muslim.
No, look. Why? You have a son named Jabbar, anyways. Has he expressed any Muslim interest? Because he's got a name Jabbar. What makes you think Malcolm, ladies and gentlemen, named after Malcolm X? I might add. You got one named after a basketball player. You got one named after a black activist. And my goodness.
I just want everyone to know I am Christian and so is my family.
Even Jabbar.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Then let's get a name change on him because that is the immediate connotation. Well, Jabbar Williams. Hey, you know what? That tells me Muslim.
I don't believe that he going to be changing that. I'm embarrassed to say he no longer lived with me at the family residence.
Jabbar doesn't live with you anymore?
Ever since he come out of prison, he's talking all this Muslim stuff.
I never knew he went to prison!
But I said, you know what? That's no reason we can't celebrate Easter Sunday. He's out Nazi.
Did he celebrate Easter with you?
He was going to, and he said, look, I have respect for what you believe, Mama. I want you to respect me. And I said, all right, I can't argue with that, Jabbar. You are always my favorite. And we sat down. I started to say the blessing. He didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I said, in Jesus' name, we pray.
Yeah. Dad, Serena, stop swearing.
And he got through that okay.
Yeah.
And then I said, y'all help yourself to the side. I'm going to bring out the main course, a nice big... And this ungrateful little son of a gun have the nerve to stand up at my table and think that I tried to poison him.
Well, if he's a Muslim now, you did.
Well, I would think if you're a grown man, you ain't afraid of a dead pig.
I'm Steve Downs. Some of you may know me as the voice of Halo's Master Chief. In 1997, Bill Clinton was president of the United States.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Princess Diana was laid to rest. And the Florida Marlins won the World Series.
And the Florida Marlins are world champions.
That was also the year Stan and Haney began doing afternoons on 96 K-Rock. They said it would never last. Some even plotted to make sure it would never last. But for some ungodly reason, they're still here. Stan and Haney, whether you like it or not. Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. How are you? Stan and Haney. My name is Stan. Mark Haney. Still at home by the pool. Rob
where
Show.
Where I belong, yeah.
Where you belong for now. Rob Show behind the glass for good reason producing today. Did you, Haney, get your beer?
I did.
Okay, good. That's thanks to Whitey, our assistant engineer here, associate engineer, because he can't drink at all.
Oh, yeah, I was just, upon taking delivery of the beer,
yeah,
I was just a little confused.
What do you mean?
Well, as to how the beer was selected and divided.
Yeah.
Because I got a full sixer of Rolling Rock.
Yes.
And then I didn't even know they made this Corona Extra, 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 Extra Light.
Yeah, that's the new beer with low carbs.
And I got a four-pack.
Well, because it was mix and match. Now, the six packs that were complete were the Rolling Rock. I gave one to Rob. You got one. And then they had he had loose. He had a four-pack of the Corona. I get it. I don't want it. They've had a bad enough rap. The Corona. The extra, extra, extra light. I think there's only three carbs in it. And then there was some loose Budweisers. And two loose Stellas.
Okay, so it was a variety pack.
Yes.
So where did this come from? Was it a Memorial Day party gone wrong, or
it could be? Here's what I know. He's got some kind of thing going with his neighbor. His neighbor, I don't know what he does. Don't want to know what he does. Don't care what he does. But him and his neighbor get beer together. And
I see.
And the neighbor gets too much beer. And he says, I can't drink all this beer. I know you guys like the taste of beer. I've got some beer for you. And at Christmas time, we all got Pabst Blue Ribbons.
Yeah, but I think that was on. I think at Christmas that was on purpose.
No, I think he got it from his neighbor. And he brought it to us. And then he had a box that he had of beer. I would willing to bet it might have been left over from Memorial Day. And he said, do you guys want this? He said, do you like Rolling Rock? I said, yeah, I like Rolling Rock. And so I divided it up. But there were bottles and there were cans. And
I got you.
So and I gave one to Rob. Rob, did you finish off that six-pack I gave you yesterday?
I'm not currently drinking during the week, so I have not brought it home yet.
We've known people like him, Haney. We don't drink during the week.
Is there a problem?
I think it was time to cut it back a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Well, you know what that tells me, Rob?
Yeah, I know what it tells me.
What's that, Haney?
You might want to stay away from it on the weekend, too.
It's a slow wean off. That's what you need to do, a slow wean.
Your girlfriend's making you do that, right?
It's a conversation we've had multiple times.
Have there been any promises made regarding your return to the marital bedroom?
No, that's not even a conversation.
Oh, hey, Haney.
Would you, I don't want to take this too far.
No, you're going to go down. Haney, I'm advising you right now. I will allow one more salvo.
Just,
but
it's
then
not
that's
a salvo.
Stop.
It's not a salvo. Oh, it's an
really?
Honest question.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. What am I saying? Go ahead. Is it all right with you, Rob?
Yeah, she doesn't listen until 5, so I'm good until then.
And you don't have to answer this, but I'm very curious about this.
All right.
From the things that you've told us over time, would the two of you even be under the same roof if there wasn't a child involved?
Oh, that's a heavy question, because I know you would like her and the child to live with you.
Problem is, there's two children involved, so yeah, I think.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, double the incentive to stay. I mean, we like each other. One day we'll love each other.
You'll learn to love.
Yep.
Do you think that she had her expectations set too high, or?
Because she's very attractive.
Yeah, no, she could have gotten a doctor. I don't know what happened.
Oh, at one time she dated a doctor?
Well, I mean, she worked in medical billing for her entire adult life, and one of the jobs was to go out with the doctors for lunches. And
what the
yeah,
hell?
Why else would you be doing medical billing?
And many of them made passes at her while we were together, and she told them no, and now we sleep in separate bedrooms.
I feel bad for you.
I really do.
Appreciate
and
that.
And you keep bringing it up. Okay, we got to...
No, I mean, that's a heartbreaker.
I know it is. I think you need to stop now.
I wish you the best, Rob. Yep. I really do.
Appreciate that.
Because I'm not even... I don't know that I'm going to do any of it today, but we got... anytime you want...
That time of life just sucks.
What time of life is that?
When you got young and... You know, Rob, I don't know...
But you don't say anything!
Jeez. Why are you telling me that?
You're just really...
I'm trying to help.
No, you're not!
Rob, I don't know if you have faith or if you're a total non-believer.
Non-believer.
Well, you have to admit, the Bible is full of ancient wisdom.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of wisdom in there.
Yeah.
And I believe it's one of the Proverbs... And it's very simple and very short, and it says, it is better to live alone in the desert than with an angry or contentious woman.
I don't know if it doesn't say that. I've read them. I don't remember that one.
Well, now you're going to make me look it up
and give you chapter and verse, aren't you? I'm not doubting you about it.
You best not.
I just don't remember it worded that way. I mean... It could
I just remember when I was going through something similar to Robin, I just opened up the Bible and said, "Lord, guide me," and that was the first thing that popped up.
Now that's what sometimes how you have to do it. Okay, please.
By the time we come back from the break, yeah. I will have you the exact problem.
Right, I don't know that he needs it.
I think he does.
I don't know. I mean, you gave him some advice, some wisdom.
I don't know if there's anything in the Bible about passive aggressiveness, but that's more what I deal with.
Oh, there's plenty.
Oh, that's what that verse is about.
There's plenty. Oh, by the way, Haney, well, I'll tell you when we come back. We have a different phone in here. So we
not necessarily a better phone, no. But a different one.
I got a whole story about that, too. And at any time today...
Is it all thanks to Dale from Mr. Phone?
Yes, it is. And at any time today, you would just say, and I'm not keeping it in the regular email section. At any time today, you say to me, "Hey, Stan, let's hear some hate email. I'll read you one."
Well, you know, I'm always down for hate email.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. Grab bag coming up. We're going to give you a chance to win today. We're going to play Stan's Three Strikes Question of the Week. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Hope you're doing well.
Honest to God, I'm trying to help, Stan.
This is the Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. And Haney, I think what you were looking for was in Proverbs
21:19.
23:8.
21:19.
It is better to live in the corner of an attic than with a quarrelsome woman.
Well, that's another one. I guess it's just reemphasizing. But
yes,
I think
yes.
Proverbs 21:19 is the definitive one.
Yeah.
And incidentally, I saw Proverbs 21:17 that Rob should hear. loveth. What?
He's not going to look at these. He's not. He has no desire to pick up the good book.
Well, he's going to hear it now. He's going to hear just two proverbs. All that
right.
Couldn't harm anyone.
All right.
21:17. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. And then you have 21:19. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Now, some of them differ on the translations.
Yes, they
I'll
do.
I'll share with you a few. It is better to live in a desert land than with a contentious and vexing woman.
There you go.
It is better to live in a wasteland than with a bitter-tongued and angry woman.
Right, in an attic with a quarrelsome woman.
Better to dwell in the desert land than with a contentious, irritable woman. Better to dwell in the desert than with a contentious and fretful woman. And then finally, better to dwell in the wilderness than with a woman of contentions and anger. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, you know what? It helps me, too.
Tuddle-oo, tuddle-oo.
Thank you, Rob. See, that's your signal. Rob's sending you a signal.
I want Rob just to admit one thing.
What?
There is nothing new under the sun. That book was written. We didn't even know how long that book. It's ancient. And the same things were going on.
Yeah, it never ends.
Does that not make him feel better?
No, it doesn't.
It just makes you feel like it's going to continue forever.
That's
not the problem.
So it is, Rob. I'm sorry to say this, but so it is written. So it shall be done.
Let's do the grab bag.
I am just trying to help.
I know, sure you are. Brought to you by.
Why don't people ever appreciate it when I try to help?
I appreciate it.
Do you?
Yes.
Pewter Mug North. Make your reservations. They got the government rules about how many can be in there. They're open for dinner, 5 to 8 p.m. Call for those reservations.
That's what I get.
Yeah. Anytime you want hate mail, let me know, Henny.
Do you want to start the grab bag?
No, I don't. I don't.
Or do you want to go straight to hate mail?
No, I'll in a little while I'll read something.
Because something tells me I'm going to enjoy this one.
Ever since TikTok made its debut, thanks to the Chinese.
It was the Chinese Communist Party.
They've been trying to figure out how to do TikTok for radio. This is merely an experiment.
And now this station presents TikTok for Radio. Here's a teenage girl scaring her dog by dancing in an inflatable T-Rex costume. And that's TikTok for Radio.
Again, it's still in the experimental stages.
Yeah, beyond me, Stan. I'm just, I could go a whole show doing nothing but Bible verse.
I wish you wouldn't. A lot of people, especially up in the Northeast and the West Coast, are still quarantined, self-quarantined. And if you're being self-quarantined and you have a dog's seeing a lot of you now. So when the time comes for you to go back to your office or work.
And to the left?
Back and to the left.
Back and to his left.
It may be tough for the dog. I am not joking about this. This is an actual kind of a little lesson from the a place called Muttmaster, where they explain your dog's anxiety when you leave. People actually follow this, and basically what it's telling you to spend a lot of money.
Here's today's dog tip.
Now that many people are getting ready to go back to work, people are asking me, what do I do if my dog suffers from separation anxiety? Here are a couple of things that I would recommend. For those of you who have very social dogs, think about enrolling your dog in doggy daycare. It's a wonderful way to add some extra socialization time to your dogs and get them comfortable with new breeds and personalities and temperaments. And if your dog isn't that social, you might want to look into a dog walking company.
What?
It's very affordable, and it breaks up the monotony of the day.
You might
want to
look into a crate.
And that's today's dog tip.
Yeah. You might want to crate that animal.
What the hell is wrong with people?
I don't know, but that's real. What you heard right there is real.
Mud Masters? What the hell are they have to do with dogs?
Mud Masters.
Oh.
Okay. This is such an awesome example. For those of you who still don't believe that there is something called fake news, I'm not going to win you one way or the other. You either believe that there is or that there's not.
And I will say, in fairness to the media, it has gotten so much worse over the past several years.
Now, let me give you...
At least it used to try and be subtle. It doesn't even try anymore.
But some people believe it, and and other people say there's no such thing, and you're not going to convince them either way. Maybe this might at least, in a non-political way, change your mind on how your news reporters and how your news anchors just quote,
you know,
status quo.
And you're absolutely right. And it shouldn't be political, because with news, I simply want to know what happened.
But let me give you an example.
If I need help figuring it out, I'll go to a columnist or something like that. But news is supposed to just inform you as to what has occurred.
Listen to this. This is why your local anchors, your local news stations, it goes as high as the national level. They're told what to say by the people who create it. At least 11... count them, 11 local news stations across the country ran the same segment about how people have been relying on Amazon for essentials during the crisis. They went and did this as a packaged news story. It included interviews with workers talking about keeping people safe. The thing is, the reason these local news stories that everybody copied painted Amazon in such a good light was because Amazon produced it. They had a script sent out to local news stations to tell their anchors, this is the way you're going to present the story. This is the copy you're going to run. This is the interview that you're going to run. And it was all done and produced by Amazon. I'm going to play you the local newscasts, just the introductions, which were all identical to the Amazon company line.
Which is to say nothing that Amazon avails them of the talents of the Washington Post newsroom and their writers.
Here you go. 11 local news stations. I've got the intros, and then we're going to do it all together, because you're told what to report on. You're not reading the news.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans are relying on Amazon.
Yep, they all did the same thing.
Wait a second, I did that too.
Yep. Unbelievable.
You know, it's a lot of work to produce stories and fill time.
Amazon spokesperson sent out the script along with the footage, and stations just ran with it.
This is a good one. We're going to run with it.
Now, there is an exception where they do some very misleading videos and going, oh, look, they're all saying the same thing. You got your big networks, your ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and their news divisions. It's very hard to put together a nationwide network, but right now there is a company called Sinclair is trying to do so. And so a lot of times, because Sinclair owns a bunch of local stations in different markets, and they themselves are under different network affiliations, but Sinclair will have their local news, and they will cover certain stories that come from the top of Sinclair, and they try to make that into something
that's
sinister.
One thing.
It's not
the same thing.
Yeah, I just wanted to make that clear, because that's a common tactic.
A restaurant in Pennsylvania called Billy's Burgerland recently opened back up. And some guy who disagreed with that move of opening back up.
And what business is it of his?
No kidding. Showed up to the restaurant and flung raw sewage at one of the employees.
Because they had the nerve to open a restaurant.
Apparently, the guy had it in a Mountain Dew bottle.
He had a Mountain Dew bottle full of sewage. And he said, let's see if you get any customers now. He said, I'll be back every day until you close. He had a big surgical mask on, like something really big. I said to my husband, this virus is scary. What so is that? Anybody who can do something like that is a scary person.
Sure is.
Sick.
Yep, sick.
Sick people, folks.
I love this clip. It's a true story. They got the audio. It's great. A guy in San Diego broke into a Wells Fargo bank early yesterday morning, but not to steal money. He just wanted to make some Hot Pockets. And they found him. They arrested him. And, of course, the reporters were out there as he was being hauled away. Broke into a bank, not to get money, wanted to heat up some Hot Pockets. So the reporters stuck their microphones in front of him as he's hauled away.
That's like going, hey, let's make the drug deal at the post office so it'll be on Fed property.
Here you go.
You did that for a Hot Pocket?
Yes. Order for a Hot Pocket.
You broke into a bank for a Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket.
For a Hot Pocket. Was it worth it?
A Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
Well, you got to admire a man of conviction, yeah. Stan.
Listen to this kid. This kid's only 9. This kid's only 9 years old. A 9-year-old in Kansas City, Kansas, was in his bedroom when a drunk driver crashed through the wall and trapped the 9-year-old under the Jeep that went through the wall.
Jesus.
The kid only suffered minor injuries. He was able to walk away, but he had a message for that drunk driver.
At first, I was just screaming cuss words at him. I'm like, what the flip, dude? I'm under here. My dad passed in, like, January, and I hope that that didn't happen to me. And if that did, at least I would be with him. He trapped me under that Jeep for over an hour. And my bedroom and everything is in there is destroyed. Thanks to my bunk bed's destroyed. My dresser is destroyed. My room's destroyed. If you're seeing this, this is all your fault.
You tell them. You tell them.
Is your Xbox and PlayStation okay?
Yeah, that was should have been the question. Here's it.
Because, I mean, you're going to get new bunk beds and a new dresser.
But it's tougher
to get
a PlayStation.
Don't worry about that. Yeah.
People's minds and what they think about doing. Some of it's very ingenious, and you might get away with it, but chances are you're gonna get caught. This is amazing. An ex-felon in Nashville who calls himself a criminal justice advocate is facing charges after planning to help with a massive escape. Police say Alexander Friedman planned to hide assault rifles and other guns into the walls of a prison that was being constructed. Plus, he intended to put inside the walls of the prison extra ammo. So once people were in the new big house, they could go and bust down the wall and have all of this stuff waiting for them so they can make a big prison escape. He set up a practice area for this very thing in his basement to rehearse it all. They arrested him earlier this year when he was caught trespassing while dressed as a construction worker. They ended up finding a stockpile of 21 guns in his home. Here's the Nashville Sheriff, Darren Hall.
Mr. Friedman, a convicted felon and a self-described criminal justice advocate, planted loaded guns with additional ammunition inside this detention center. Ultimately, it included planting various tools, weapons, security equipment throughout this facility, all designed to assist in a massive escape plan.
It's unbelievable.
Now, if he was smart, what he would have done was, figured out secret ways to get out. You drop loaded weapons into a correctional facility, it's going to accomplish nothing but death.
Yeah, well, I think he had that in mind, too. All right, last thing on the grab bag today, and I want everybody within the sound of my voice to listen to this clip and tell me if somebody is cutting the cheese. It is a discussion.
You know, if you gotta ask.
I want you to hear it. It is a campaign video chat between Joe Biden and Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf. In their conversation, somebody cut the cheese. You tell me if you hear it. It's a good one, too. It's not just a one-cheek sneak. It's a good one. Take a listen. Tell me if you hear either the governor of Pennsylvania or the former vice president. One of them's cutting the cheese. Take a listen.
You don't have to cut those teachers and firefighters, police officers, and cut critical health care programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost of lack of state and local fiscal relief look like in Pennsylvania?
Did you hear it?
I did, and if you notice, he said the word cut 2 to 3 times right before he let it go.
Let me see if I can get it one more time.
He said cut multiple times, and then it happened.
I don't want people to say that there was static on their radio, that the cut was, I couldn't hear it.
Hasn't been sweetened.
Take a listen.
You don't have to cut those teachers and firefighters, police officers, and cut critical health care programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost of lack of state and local fiscal relief look like in Pennsylvania?
Right there. There.
Cut. We'd have to
there
cut.
There it was.
And then cut. Yeah. And then there it goes.
And then it was very liquidy.
Look, he's 77.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was him or Wolf.
I got my ideas.
Yeah, I do too. Grab bag.
You know, normally when somebody announces they're running for president and they go around to their buddies, their supporters, people that they've worked with, everybody's excited because, our side's going to get in. And he was greeted with, "You don't have to do this, Joe."
Yeah. Here you go. One more time. One more.
"You don't have to do this.
Take a look. Tell me about you here."
"You don't have to cut those teachers and firefighters, police officers, and cut critical health care programs or
cut
stop work on roads and bridges." So.
Peter Mugg North bringing us the grab bag. We're going to take a break.
You know, you get comfortable down there in the basement.
Sure do. When we come back, we'll have the local beat for you. Boy, there is a story in local politics that is hitting the fan, and it is nasty. And I'll have it for you when we come back. And if at any time, Haney, you want some hate mail.
Hate mail.
Stan and Haney.
Wait a second. We don't have time for hate mail?
No, when we come back, I'll do a hate mail in the local beat.
It must be a good one.
96K Rock.
What a spot for a vacation. And this family's brought everything they need for a perfect one, including
Stan and Haney
in genuine top grain cowhide, which costs less than a tenth of a cent an hour to operate.
96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. In about 30 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's Three Strikes. Later on today, our question of the week. You have the right answer because it's your answer. It's not a yes or no question. Haney, I have a local beat or I have a hate mail. Do you want? What do you want first?
Well, I want to make an observation first.
Okay, please do. And then I want to make one before I read the email.
All right. And then I'll preface my remarks before you go.
Okay. Hey.
All right. I am just making an observation.
Yes.
You brought up hate mail.
It's hate.
And you brought it up at the very beginning of the show.
Yes.
And for some reason, you sound happier than I've heard you in a long time.
No, I'm going to tell you why, because I've been chomping at the bit for this.
You sound very happy.
No, well, a lot of times when I do this stuff, Haney, you get mad at me that I'm being so angry about it. I'm going to read this. Let me preface, and this is not the only one. I get into work today.
If we made everybody happy, we'd inherently
Precisely.
Be doing something wrong.
And that's the way. Thank God the company believes that. Because what I'm about to read to you, and you know the kind of person, Haney, I suspect, and I think our instincts, mine and yours, are pretty darn good on the matter. I suspect a setup. I suspect a false name. I suspect somebody in the business. I suspect somebody that does not use correct pronunciation and grammar. And
now, I don't appreciate that. If there's an honest beef, I'm more than happy to hear that. But game playing?
That's an instinct that I have. And here's my biggest problem of it all. You got a problem with us. Me specifically, Haney specifically, or us as a
pair. Granted, it doesn't happen often, but occasionally I'll say, you know what, they got a point.
But this person amazingly knew the emails, with the exception of Matt Mangus, for some reason. Wasn't in their current Rolodex from when they left the station. But they amazingly knew every single person of management, sales force, everybody got this email at the same time.
I don't even know that. I wouldn't be able to do that myself.
No, me neither. And it's a...
So what have we done, Stan?
Well, they're mainly attacking you.
Oh, good.
But I'm brought into it. And of course, us just being on the air.
Oh, so we're just a general irritant.
Well, no, this is a specific. And I got another email, but it's from what I like to call a chronic complainer that has done it before in the past. But this one was well thought out.
Now, before you do it, I'm going to tell you right now, and I want you to answer honestly.
Okay.
I can't think of anything. As you're telling me this, I can't imagine what the person is going to say. I can't think of anything where I thought,
You will. And we have the support of our company in the regards that they saw this and said, come on. Are you really? allow me. This is from somebody who calls themselves Betty Joe. And the last name is about one of the most, and I won't say it on the air, the last name is one of the most common names, I guess, right next to Jones. If it was Betty Joe Jones, another common one was used, which was red flag number one. Red flag number two, they knew everybody's email address here, except the program directors.
So it's a Betty Joe Doe?
Yes, let's say that. Good morning. This email is in reference to Mark Haney's comments yesterday with regards to a woman who called the cops on a person of color and said that he was threatening her and her dog and that she feared for her life. That woman was wrong. And it's about time we as Americans, I'm fixing grammar here, stop this entitlement behavior because of our skin color. I am Caucasian. I have seen the difference in how I am treated and how others who are not are treated. The discrimination is unbelievable. It's shameful and disgusting. And K-Rock needs to stop allowing the airing of hurtful, disparaging comments by one uninformed person, Mark Haney. I am not sure if Haney makes these stupid racist comments because he's stupid or just racist or both. It's every day in some form or fashion. You have to put a racist spin on something daily. I am really surprised that the management have allowed you to remain on the air with such an egregious behavior. It's, again, I'm fixing grammar here. It's apparent you add nothing to the show except continual discord. Everything that is wrong with this country, you are a direct image of that. Your behavior in your little skits of people are a direct reflection of who you are as a person on the inside. There is nothing funny about it. And the time has come to stop, and change is now. You create this atmosphere on the show daily that has gone way overboard many times. And I cannot understand why you have not been stopped. Pardon. As a woman, I take great offense in the way you speak about other women. You are a very disgusting man that makes sly remarks that are distasteful and rude. You even try to pull Stan into it as well. And for the most part, he tries to avoid it. Not always. He's not completely innocent in this matter either. And Haney, you wonder why you are left alone to sit in your home day and night playing video games? And who knows what else? No woman wants to be talked to in that manner, even if you think it's all fun and games. I've seen Stan try to change the subject, but you seem to think it's okay to continue the matter. Again, I am shocked that the Beasley family have not spoken to you about your content and subject matter. Some things are just not to be talked about on the radio in such manners. But somehow, you seem to always take it a step further, reckless and without care. Stop your racist comments and hateful speech against anyone that is not white. And stop belittling women because you live in a cave and cover your own ignorance with stupidity.
What?
You are a disgrace to the communication field, as well as K-Rock and the ignominy to this country.
Stan?
Yes.
Does this have an ending at some point?
Yeah, that was it right there. Sign Benny Joe.
Oh, my. Okay, because that was right about my limit right there.
Me too. But this was sent to everybody.
All right. Do I have to have a rebuttal for that?
I don't think you have to have. You don't have to have a rebuttal for that at all.
Well, it's very brief. Here it is.
Okay.
I don't want to ever see my mother have to go through this again. Never, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, I hate you. Mother, I hate you.
Okay, fair enough.
And it seems like what got Betty Jo Doe, upset was I simply pointed out the truth. That woman in Central Park who didn't know how to handle a dog was already out there in panic and distress.
I understand that, and you made it your had, point.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with racism. It had to do with the fact that that's an unstable woman.
Yes. And,
that is behavior that we've seen before.
Now, I'm going to say this, and emails are reflecting it in total support of you.
Because I think that the woman with the dog would probably write me an email just like that person did.
Well, they're saying, A, she's this, and I'm going to say fictitious person, because it is. This is inside. Apparently knows and listens all the time and listens with great intent. If it was anybody else, and I'm sure we're not everybody's cup of tea, they would shut the dial. They'd shut it off, turn the dial. They'd go and listen, I don't know, to 106.
Yeah, they'd tune it out like I do, you know, mouthy women.
Yeah. And then go listen to John Tesh or something. But that one, what bothers me is that
I mean, put on a Melissa Etheridge record.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
You don't have to. You don't have to listen, fake Betty Joe.
But that's the attitude of a great portion of society.
Yeah.
It's that you shouldn't be allowed to listen to it if you enjoy it because you're wrong too.
Now, while this person, and there was one other one, but it was from a chronic. While this person continues to want to go and attack a show she probably shouldn't listen to, I'll be honest with you.
It's not for you, sweetheart.
It isn't for you. This is not a show for you. But you apparently do listen intently and so passionately that you want to let the entire company know. But it's not for you. What people should be concentrating on is what's going on in Southwest Florida right now that isn't being sarcastic or tongue-in-cheek. It is real, and it's in our local beat today. This is getting a lot of attention. This is appalling, and it's not a couple of radio guys, tongue-in-cheek and throwing out hot words. This is somebody that wants to run for local government. And this is going on. This comes to us from NBC2. I believe Rob also has some sound on this, too, because this man talked to the local TV news. And I saw it this morning, heard it discussed in the hallways, and I said, what is this all about? Pull up the local page of NBC2, and I go, wow. Headline. Candidate for Lee County's District 5 seat uses racial slur in an email. Dateline Lee County. This is from NBC2. A man who wants your vote for Lee County's District 5 seat is now apologizing for using a racial slur in an email. Quote, I shouldn't have slung the N-word out even though they said it. Does it make it right that I said it? obviously, I apologize to the African-American people for that, said Sonny Haas. In the email, which later ended up being forwarded to the current Lee County commissioners, Haas responded to a Lehigh Acres resident about why he should win the seat. Here's what he said in the email. Quote, "Now I'm seeing the results of the new census. 60% Latin, 20% Black, 20% white. The Cubans are colorizing Lehigh. Lehigh is 40% grown. Almost 110,000 residents now. Funny thing, it won't be a N-word quarters after all," wrote Haas. Continuing, "That's the real plan, I was told. Sonny, we have to put the N-word somewhere. It's that simple. That's Frank's plan." He's running for Frank Mann's seat. In response to what he wrote in the email, Haas said, "This wasn't no ploy for me to get publicity. It is what it is." Frank Mann, who currently holds the District 5 seat, released a statement to NBC2 saying, "I am astounded by what I read in the email from Mr. Haas. The N-word hasn't been heard out of a politician's mouth, even in the South, in over 40 years. Nor should it be." Commissioner Brian Hammond also gave a statement saying, "I read the email and I thought it was disgusting. I was personally offended by it, and I know there are many more people in our community who have every right to be even more offended by it." Now, candidate Haas spoke to NBC2. Rob, do we have that clip from candidate Haas?
For radio.
Why do I have that? And by the way, he has a daughter who's beautiful. Why am I hearing all of that stuff? Hold on. Oh, here. I had the wrong button. All right, roll them.
"Should I have slung the N-word out even though they said it? Doesn't make it right for me to say that. And obviously, I apologize to the African-American people for that."
Yeah, he said it. And it was in the email, and he's saying that they said it. This was posted on the K-Rock's website. And I believe Mr. Haas's daughter replied to it. She's defending her father. And supports him, obviously. It's her dad. And she's a pretty girl, and I believe her.
Okay.
No, that has nothing
Sounds
to do.
Sounds fair enough to
that
me.
That has nothing to do. But, my goodness, this is going on in local politics. This is going on right where people that are making decisions for your community. And Betty Jo's worried about standing in.
Yeah, and what Betty Jo was worried about, just to reiterate,
yeah,
the man who was the so-called victim,
yeah,
even he said, why was she fired from her job over that?
Yeah, because she was fired. Well, it's a different world, as I said yesterday. The employers look at what you put on social media or what's on social media about you. Is it right? Well, is it wrong? I don't know.
I'll tell you. I have the utmost respect for the man there in New York. He knew what he was seeing. It was a hysterical woman.
Yeah, with hurting an animal. Did she take the dog back to the pound, you said?
Yes, that was the most important thing out of all of it, is that she let everyone know that obviously she can't handle a dog and returned it to the Cocker Spaniel Rescue Center.
We will give you a chance to win.
Rescue the dog from her.
When we come back.
But you know what?
No, that's enough.
No,
what?
You're right.
Yes.
Anything I say will be misunderstood.
Of course
anyway.
It will. That's why I know that ahead of time. I completely understand what you're saying. But that you said exactly what should be said. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition. You're about a half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Emails. Hour away from our question of the week. But right now, we have very limited prizes here at the radio station because of the whole COVID thing. But we do have some things. Oh, and by the way, this one, Rob, right here, I don't think it starts June 1st. So that one I have to take off the list. As much as I'd like to give that away, that's going to be June 1st. So I'll get that taken care of. We're going to play Stan's Three Strikes, played a lot like the Family Feud, but not exactly. I got a top 10 list. I'll give you the category. Your job is, the first person that we get on the line, is you got three strikes to name all 10 on the board. If you strike out, the next caller can steal. They may only have to answer like five of them. They strike out, we go to the third caller. There may be two left. They win. And it's unfair. Okay? It's unfair.
Blatantly.
What we have.
But you know that going in.
Yes. Up for grabs. It'll be winner's choice. We have a Stan or Haney random selection bobblehead. So a Stan or Haney bobblehead. A lot of people want them. We have biker goggles provided by BC Wholesale in Cape
Coral. Yes. There's my boy.
And we have the brand new CD by Asking Alexandria. It's called Like a House on Fire. It's courtesy of Sumerian Records. They sent over a bunch of them, and some people, including myself, still enjoy a good CD.
I'm sorry, Stan.
Quality is much better.
I inadvertently referred to you as my boy, and that word is never okay.
Never. Thank you, Haney. I wasn't offended, but okay. So, let's play. I'll release the phones after I give the category. Let's play Stan's Three Strikes. And I'm going to do everybody a favor because one of these things on here is so ridiculous, I'm going to give you the answer. So there'll be only nine that you have to get to be right. Music just a little quieter, Haney. Thank you. Not off. Perfect. We also have our bell for a correct answer, buzzer for a wrong answer. That's a strike. And then you strike out, you hear this. Oh, and by the way, if too long waiting for an answer, yes, then I'll demand an answer. I will release the phones after I give the category and I reveal one of the answers because it's absolutely ridiculous. A recent ranking of the best frozen pizzas has been released. And as the story says, Americans have eaten frozen pizza, many within the last year, and that frozen pizza is one of our most important cultural foods. Some are better than others. According to this website, these are the 10 best frozen pizzas. I'm going to take number...
That is very subjective.
It sure is. I'm going to take number 9 off the board because I think nobody in their right mind would eat this. I know that I've bought a lot of frozen pizzas in my life, and I wouldn't rank this in the top 50.
So are these brand names or flavors?
It's going to be brand names. I'm not talking about toppings. I'm not saying blankety-blank pepperoni or Supreme. Right. These are all brand names. And I will also tell you, some of them are not the traditional round frozen pizza. They come in many different forms in your grocer shelves. And these, some of those are included as well. So keep that in mind. They're not the all the round frozen pizzas. Some are shaped quite differently. But I'm taking number 9 off the board because nobody will get it. And I don't know how this got ranked at number 9. Amy's vegetarian gluten-free pizza.
Absolutely not.
That is
not in this household.
No. That is completely off the board. So we have the top 9. As we play Stan's 3 strikes, I'm going to release the phones.
Oh, Stan, you know what's in the backyard right now?
What?
Got a couple of Chuckalusky chickens walking around.
Oh, some ibises. Nice.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
277-9600. These are just brand names. They're not with all kinds of different ingredients. These are just brand name frozen pizzas that you know are good. I've taken number 9 off the board, Amy's vegetarian gluten-free pizza. Here we go.
That real?
Yes, it is. I've seen it. And your gluten-free people swear by it, but I'm not putting it on the list.
Yeah, that's an abomination.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. What? Okay. I got new phones in here, and...
We better call Dale from Mr. Phone.
Oh, ahoy, who's this? Why, Rob, why when I hit the on-air button, it goes blue light? How do I make it go green light? None of these are coming through. None are coming through!
Nothing.
Ahoy? Nope. Call it.
What's the deal with this new phone?
Well, it was in Rob's room, so he should know how to use it, but he never went on the air with it. He would always answer on the top row. Hold on. Change priority. Auto attendant. I don't know how to make people come through on the air on this thing.
You should be dealing with large lighted buttons.
Yeah.
That's all you should have to deal with.
And I go, and where it normally presses red that I'm on the air with them, it's blue.
And your color code is all off and you can't do anything now.
Let me see something. Hold on.
Does he know?
I don't know. He left the room.
Oh, for...
that did something. Now that... Ahoy.
Oh, when I almost cussed, it did something?
No, hold it. No.
You want me to try again?
Why is not a single call coming through here?
You want me to let an F-bomb fly?
No,
see if that helps?
No, do not let an F-bomb fly.
All right.
Ahoy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, I don't even know what line I have lit right now. Line 3.
Oh,
okay,
there.
All right, I got you now. What's your name? You, Rob, you hit that. I didn't touch that line.
I went to look for Richard. I'll let him know. Somehow I'm activating the phones from back here.
What? All right.
God's name is.
What's your first name, buddy?
Al.
Al, you got 3 strikes to get the top frozen pizzas.
All right. Let's do it.
Go ahead. Go.
Tostino's.
You said Tostino's?
Yeah.
Let me see. Totino's. Anything. Now, that's one that's a little different than a round pizza. They're called Totino's what?
So you said brand.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, he got it.
I'm going to
get. You said it's not about toppings.
Okay. No, it's not about
toppings.
It's not. I'm going to hang up on you if you keep it up. It is
it is
Totino's brand, but they're called something. It's not pepperoni. They're called something. Totino's what?
Pizza rolls?
Yes.
All right.
There we go. That's what I was looking for. It's not a pizza. It's a pizza roll. All right. You got one. You got all 3 strikes. Go.
So wait a second. This is a list of pizzas, and something that's not a pizza is on the list.
I told you. Different shapes and sizes, and they're called something. All right, go ahead. You got that one. 3 strikes. Go.
All right, Tombstone.
Yep. You betcha. Number 7 on the board. All right, you got all three of your strikes left. You got Tombstone, you got Totino's Pizza Rolls. I gave you Amy's vegetarian gluten-free pizza.
All right, it's got to be DiGiorno on there.
It sure is DiGiorno at number two on the board.
All right. Let's see. Red Baron.
Number one.
Hell yeah.
Number one, Red Baron. You are flying through this, Al.
That Red Baron Mexican pizza was the best.
You do not have any strikes against you, and you're rolling through this. Good job.
First out of quarantine, I've been eating frozen pizza.
Yeah. Yep, you probably tried a lot of them. All right, go ahead.
How about CPK?
Say it again.
California Pizza Kitchen?
You betcha. Number five. Number five on the board. There's one, two, three, four left. I want you to win this.
Thank you, Stan. I appreciate it. How about Tony?
Tony's? Strike one. Strike one. Now, I'm going to throw you out a hint. All of these are name brand pizza of some sort, not necessarily round, like we found out with the pizza rolls.
Well, there's one that's a dead giveaway.
And there is just one on here that is available, and I would assume you could get it. It's available at one specialty grocery store. It's their brand name.
All right. Let me run into Publix real quick and go to the freezer aisle.
Don't go into Publix.
Is that cheating? All right.
Yeah, that's cheating. Although there's a lot of them there and a lot.
Can I give them one?
Can you give them one?
Yeah, just one.
All right, go ahead. Let me see if it's on there. Hey,
see if we can ungunk the gears.
All right, he's only got one strike on him, but go ahead, Haney. If you're wrong, he's going to get a strike, and it's because of you. Or he's going to get one off the board because of you.
Well, I'm that go confident.
Ahead, all right, go.
All right, I got you, pal. Stouffer's French Bread Pizza.
Number four on the list.
Oh.
Number four. We've got three left. One, two, three. One of them is from a store, a specialty grocery store. I think there's one in Naples.
I know that Newman makes pizza. That Newman.
Strike two. Strike two. You got one more shot at this to get three. If you get another strike, you're going to strike out. You have Red Baron. You have DiGiorno. You have Stouffer's French Bread Pizza, California Pizza Kitchen, Tombstone, Totino's Pizza Rolls, and I gave you Amy's Vegetarian Gluten-Free Pizza.
Can I help him with one more?
No, you
just
can't.
One more?
No.
One more?
All right, go ahead, since he's got one more strike on him.
Come on, it's tough.
Go ahead.
Trader Joe's.
Number 10 on the board.
Nice.
That's it. That was the one that I didn't know you were going to be able to get. The rest of these, you should be able. You got two left, one strike.
I promise I won't do it again. I feel good about it now.
Now, let me tell you something before you answer this, Al.
All right.
These are two commonly seen things in your grocer's freezer. Both are traditionally not known as pizzas. One of them, they have a pizza flavor of this, and the other one, something is used different for the crust. Much like Stouffer's uses a French bread, this particular brand, and it's not a round pizza, uses a particular kind of thing for the crust.
It's gotta be a pizza bagel, right?
Yes, I'm gonna give it to you. Bagel bites.
That's overly tough.
Oh yeah, it's tough. This one, they make these for breakfast. You can get these with eggs in them. You can get them with different kinds of Italian flavors. But it's a popular one.
Is it something that you would find when you're robbing a bank?
See, this is the last one?
And this is the last, you're either going to win or you're going to lose. I will give you the initials. It's two words. And I'm going to give you the initials, and it comes in pizza flavor. It's usually not asked to be put in the oven. You usually put it in your microwave. Mm. And the initials are HP. HP.
Ah, man. Talk about a Hot Pocket.
You got it. Yeah. There you go. Absolutely right there, Al. Nice job.
Hey, Haney,
he deserved to win.
You. Would you?
Yeah, you got so many right. I hate to see people get ripped off.
Hold the line, okay, buddy?
All right.
If I can put you on hold without disconnecting you, because this phone's all back ass backwards. Hold on.
All right.
I don't even know if you can hang up on him. I think Rob has to.
I don't think. Yeah, you got to put him on hold. I can't put him on hold. I just tried to put him on hold. There you go. Thank you. Rob had to put him on hold.
So everything's running smooth then.
Jeez. Here's the list. Best 10 best frozen pizzas. And it was put out by, I've never heard of the website. It doesn't even matter. Number 10, Trader Joe's. Number 9, Amy's Vegetarian Gluten-Free Pizza. Number 8, Totino's Pizza Rolls. Number 7, Tombstone. Number 6, Bagel Bites. Number 5, California Pizza Kitchen. Number 4, Stouffer's French Bread Pizza. Number 3, Hot Pockets. Number 2, DiGiorno. And number 1, Red Baron. There you go. We're going to take a break.
Hot Pockets and pizza rolls.
The thing is, I'm going to tell you this. My daughter, when she was younger, I used to get frozen pizzas for her, and she would always grab the Bagel Bite pizzas.
Oh, yeah. My daughter loved that. Was like a universal thing with kids at that time. Everything Bagel Bites. I want Bagel Bites.
And you know which one I didn't see on here that she used to love as a kid? That brand Party Pizza.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes you're in the mood for one of those real cheap 99-cent pizzas.
And that's not on here. But Red Baron is good frozen.
If you're in the mood for like a Tombstone or a DiGiorno, that's a whole different craving than when you want that cheap, kid-style, crunchy, barely there pizza.
100% right. When we come back, first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, our question of the week. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. I feel badly for the engineer. He had to switch the phones back.
After you switched them, he had to switch them back.
Well, somebody else switched them so that we could have a newer model in here. But it was the producer's phone, so it would be like putting people on hold and stuff. And then I couldn't answer in here. So Richard switched him around. He thinks also a cord might be bad. But I have my old phones back in here. And
well, did he even coordinate with Dale from Mr. Phone?
He told me that Dale left him a voice message, and he tried calling him 3 or 4 times and never got back to him.
I hope he got off that pole all right.
Yeah, you know, with them copper wires up there, that's old style.
Well, and when you left him, he said he was having a smoke.
Yeah. Let me just hear the dial tones on this, because we got our question of the week coming up, and I want to be able to answer some phones. Oh, that's quality right there. Listen to that. Skipping dial tone. Cracklin. Yep. Hear it?
Well, you know, the odd thing.
Listen to that. And that's normal?
The guy that did your game show sounded okay.
Fair.
Well, yeah, I mean, by our standards, that was great.
See, I don't.
By normal standards, it was poor quality, but with what we've been going through.
I don't get a regular clean dial tone. It's crackling.
I think it's a, Something about a bad cord?
Yeah, he thinks that because we're moving the phone around, that it must have made the cord bad. I don't know.
No, but...
Listen to that.
It was bad before you moved it.
No kidding. But nobody believes me.
It's because you cry wolf a lot.
I'm a wolf crier.
And I am just dirt, so don't worry about it.
We make a good team, Haney. Oh, God.
How long would it take to write that much nonsense?
Oh, long time. That's somebody that is sitting by themselves. Haney, when I read that email, and our Stan and Haney audience is the best fan base audience in all of radio, and Annie and I have been in this business close to 40 years. You guys are the absolute best. There was probably 25 texts that came in as I was reading that, and they had this fictitious person all figured out. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a brain scientist, but you know what? And I said this to the powers that be here. There's one idiot, and I use that term, I don't mean to insult anybody, you know who you are. There might be one idiot in the building that has no idea who we are because they don't follow their own station, and they see it, and they'll start the snowball going.
Yep.
I mean, people were coming to me in the hallway, people I don't talk to. There was one guy came up, I don't think I've talked to him in 2 years. And he said, I saw the email, huh? And I'm like, what? Yeah, it went to all of us.
Well, and I also appreciated the divide and conquer thing, where Stan is not a good guy,
sure.
But at least he tries.
Yeah, I try to be a good guy. I'm not a good guy, but I try.
No, you never will be.
Because I'm dirt.
And I'm ignorant, yet yep. I come up with sly comments.
Yep. Don't let it bother you. The one I'm going to read in this batch, it should.
It's puzzling. It really
is. It truly is. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. All right. Let's see what we got here. I want to be as time sensitive as possible. We'll start in... it says Lee County. The 19,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, that's down by us, right at the Walmart, a crash. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle. McGregor Boulevard and Pine Ridge Road. And in Bonita Springs, we got a crash. Bonita Beach Road Southeast and Spanish Wells Boulevard. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record. With Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now with today's headlines. This is what you can expect right here.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
And I'm very pleased to announce today is National Burger Day, and we have full coverage.
Right on.
I love a burger. You know, they're talking about the fact that it's time to bring back sports.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are no crowds, how will that affect things? Well, evidently, NBA refs are scared to death that people will hear everything they say during games without the crowd to drown them out.
Sure, all the trash talking going on, all the playmaking going on.
A man who broke into a bank says he didn't have any ill intentions. He just needed to desperately heat up his hot pockets.
There you go.
And finally, I know this is going to upset people, but that's too bad. It's a fact. Generally, a woman is much quicker on the divorce trigger than a man.
Oh, yeah.
And you never know what it might be. The story comes from the UK, but the idea is universal. A woman is seriously considering divorce. Why?
Why?
Her in-laws bought the house next door.
Right on!
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. You know, I just got a text on the Absolute Law text line from a listener. And really, when our audience realizes what we're going through, Absolute Law text line, you guys got the funniest show on radio. But with my job, I can only listen on and off throughout the years. And I've laughed my ass off when I can get you on the air. You guys, I haven't listened in a few months, and I just realized this. You still have the worst phones in the industry. Yeah, we do.
I just, it makes no sense.
None. It's always been this way.
And you would think they, you know, that they would go out of their way to make sure that we had the best possible connection.
Yes.
But it's not seen as a priority.
No, it isn't.
Now, if this were to happen, say, to the sales department or the receptionist, it would be fixed immediately.
Yep.
But because it's us, it's they just complain
about
it. It's
just Stan and Annie again. Laughter. Can just a little bit of laughter today? With today's edition of the 4 o'clock Fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
They still like me.
They sure do.
The pandemic has been devastating for businesses. Especially the oldest profession. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
prostitute complaints.
Top prostitute complaints.
Just when you thought there were no more new viruses to catch. Nothing chafes quite like a vinyl tube top. For some reason, Mom gave them all names that start with a K.
Cut critical health care programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So,
I heard it.
Bridges. So.
That somebody just texted, that's a Metamucil fart.
Bridges, so.
You just got to keep regular.
Yeah.
Bridges, so.
Top prostitute complaints.
Yes.
Kids see them in their thigh-high boots and assume they're Wonder Woman.
I spent a lot of time on my knees.
I can handle things.
Let's all calm down, please.
Hitting a lot of buttons over there. A lot of buttons. I haven't heard some of those. Some I don't want to hear.
Look at this right here on the list of top prostitute complaints.
Yes.
I believe this was submitted by a Henny Youngman. Customers who say, I want you to do things my wife never does. Then they ask him to cook and clean.
There we go. There's the old one-liners.
You know, in this day and age, there's a lot more overhead. Not only are those latex gloves expensive as hell, but so is all the extra lube.
This poor boy is ill.
The only tip their most frequent client gives them is don't tell Hillary.
Yeah.
customers who attempt to use their face mask as a condom.
Hey!
Damn it. When the kids won't stop screaming during Zoom meetings with your pimp. And finally, the very top prostitute complaint.
Yes.
Hoop earrings that snag on the gear shift.
Sure does, Billy.
And that, my friends, is before five.
Elvis has left the building.
You know, you brought up that thing about NBA worried about because they're going to hear everything. Somebody just texted us. You know, they should consult the Miami Marlins on how to work with empty stadiums.
Well, I mean, it's understood.
Yeah.
There are certain years you just don't go,
yeah.
And then they decide to win another World Series,
then
and you go that year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you hope to have that team come back so you can go to more games, and they're not
there. No, that's a year you don't go.
Yeah. See, the whole thing, the whole philosophy on that, they say that when you win a World Series or an NBA championship or a Stanley Cup or the Lombardi Trophy is that you get that, you make your money as an organization the following year because they all want to come and see the champions play. The Marlins never got that idea. They'd win the championship and then get rid of everybody.
Oh, yeah. Dynasty? What are you nuts? That's impossible. It's cost prohibitive.
Yep, that's what it was. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
This is from Mike. Ahoy, guys. This is Mike. I'm a little behind on the podcast, but wanted to answer your question of the week from last week about
just in time.
Yep, just in time because we turned the page in just a few minutes. About useless information. This is really just for baseball fans, but it has won me several bets in the past. I'd like to see if Stan knows this one. Can a pitcher throw a perfect game, no runners get on base, with an error being committed on his team? Logical answer would be no, but it can happen on a dropped ball in foul territory. Therefore, the batter did not get on base unless more useless info, but figured I would share it with you guys. You are awesome. Signed, Mike.
And, Mike, when stuff like that goes happens, it's ridiculous. Having done hockey for 10 years, it's amazing that things go as smoothly as they generally do. Because, you know, some games, everything's fine. But then there are, say, multiple penalties committed on the same play, and they got to huddle up. And who remembers which rule, and who is it we're sending here for how long? It doesn't take much to flummox them.
Sure. You're right. You're absolutely right. This is from Tom in Estero. Ahoy, gentlemen. I have not heard anybody defending the actions of the Minnesota police officer who held his knee on George Floyd's neck for several minutes, resulting in his death. In fact, that officer, along with the other officers on the scene, were immediately fired. There is no doubt that those fired officers will be charged criminally. I'm sorry, but as disturbing as that is of the officer kneeling on that man's neck, these subsequent videos and the rioting and the looting going on are just as disturbing. You know, they're acting crazy, you know, by any other name. They'll still throw rocks at cops and steal big screen TVs at the same time. Love you guys. Signed, Tom and Estero. Yeah, it's crazy over in Minnesota right now. We're gonna.
I don't know what that cop was thinking.
Neither do I. Throw away the key, man. That's one. That is a bad apple that makes everybody look bad. I don't know what that guy was thinking.
and look at the consequences.
Yep. It's a shame. When we come back, our question of the week. You have the right answer. We're Stan and Haney.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the show. Haney had a little bit of a power surge. I don't know if he's back yet. Not yet. He had to reboot, so when he comes back on, we will have him join us. We're going to go, and we do it every Thursday. It is our question of the week. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to pose to you the question of the week.
Like, hello.
There you are. You're good. I had you up and waiting. I told the audience that you'd be with us momentarily. Are you?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
don't
you.
I don't need any more of that.
Well, you try to rein me in, but I'm a jerk.
Yeah. we do it every week, and we'll pose the question, and then is it raining by you?
Oh, yeah. It started, right about the time that it was just before I texted you. It started raining, and immediately there was a big boom, and all of the power reset.
Okay.
So
well, you're good.
Minute.
I can hear the rain, though.
It's soothing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So we'll pose to you the question of the week. We'll do some traffic. We'll release the phones, and you call in with your answer. And you have the right answer because it's your answer. It's not a yes or no answer to this thing. In the past, here's our question of the week. In the past, we've talked about, whose poster did you have on the wall in your room growing up? Who, the hottest person on TV or in the movies? It's going to kind of take a different angle to this, but the whole same premise. Growing up, who was your celebrity crush? Might have not been the most beautiful person out there. It was just somebody that you went and you identified with, and you know what? I have a crush on that gal, or for you ladies, that guy or that member of the band.
And what age are we talking about?
Just growing up when, the one I'm going to reference, I was probably about 14. And, where I'm very influenced by advertising and television.
Always have been.
Yep. So there we go. Our question of the week. Growing up, who was your celebrity crush? Phone lines have been released, 277-9600. Tell us your celebrity crush. We'll take your phone calls as soon as we take care of traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, a couple of things on the board. Got a crash, North Fort Myers, North Tamiami Trail, and North Fork Drive. And then in Fort Myers Beach, we got a hit and run. 1600 block of Estero Boulevard, right by the Hooters. And you are up to date. 277-9600. Growing up, you're a kid. Who was your celebrity crush? Somebody that, a little Haney or little Rob could identify with. You still there, Haney?
Hello?
Yeah, you're there. You're cutting in and out, though. I just want to make sure you're there.
Hello?
Yeah, don't start.
This is he.
This is he. Growing up, who was your celebrity crush? 277-9600. For me, I'm going to go very obscure on this. And I'll tell you the story behind it. Schaefer beer. That's the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
You had a crush on Schaefer beer.
Well, that's a whole different story. In Connecticut, there was the local distributor for Schaefer beer. It was a Northeast beer, if memory serves me correctly. But we had a distributor. And so for the hockey games for when they would go on a sporting event and do the commercial break, and they would have the local break. It would be the local Schaefer Beer Company doing the commercials. It wasn't the national one. And they had a woman who was quite older than I was. I was probably 14. She had to be in her mid-20s. And it was the woman for Schaefer Beer. And she went by her name, not her real name, Marcy Hopkins. And the scene would be, you know, we'll be back with the score, ba-ba-da-da. And then they'd have the Schaefer Beer commercial. And it would have Marcy Hopkins in a bar where a gentleman came up to her and asked, can I buy you a Schaefer? And she's all elegant and has the
she get all excited?
No, she was so cool. Now, there's the Whalers playing in Hartford. And at one of the period breaks, either the first or second period breaks, down on the mezzanine, signing autographs, is Marcy Hopkins. And I'm telling you, I was like a kid in a candy store. I waited in line for the opportunity to go see Marcy Hopkins in person. And she was just as lovely. I had such a crush on this Schaefer Beer girl named Marcy Hopkins. She was in no bikini. It was like a night out, and she had a skirt on, and she had her hair done up nice, and it was. And she did a series of commercials for Schaefer Beer.
So you got her autograph?
I did.
Did you tell her how you felt?
I said I was a big fan, and she signed. I can't remember what she. I think it was like, "With love always, Marcy." And I'm like, "Oh my God!"
Did she smell good?
She smelled good. She looked better in person than she did in the TV commercials.
Oh, that is such a rare thing.
Yep, and the other one, if you want to go national, because we were about the same age. Back in the mid-70s, I had a crush on Valerie Bertinelli.
Oh, who didn't?
Yep.
And then you couldn't get mad because Van Halen got her. And
it made
you can't
me a little upset. I always said it was when Eddie got into her life, he's going to ruin her. He's going to ruin her. What about
I thought I'm okay with that. I can't play as good as him. Yeah, he deserves it.
Who, growing up as a kid, you know, your preteen, early teen, who was your celebrity crush, Haney?
It really does. There are several, depending on the age.
Oh, sure. But the one that it's like cream to the top, the one that first comes to mind.
Well, obviously Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, yeah. I was already in high school. I don't know. I might have graduated by then, but she did something to you.
And I don't know what year the movie Weird Science came out.
Yeah, I remember that. That's the early 80s, I think.
But Kelly LeBrock in that movie destroyed me.
Oh, I hear you. I hear
you. Now, if you want to go back younger, before I even know why I had a crush on a girl, I just thought they were pretty. Of course, Marsha Brady.
Yeah, I'd have to say that, too.
And I guess she's Paris Hilton's aunt. I think her name is Kim Richards, and she was in those Escape to Witch Mountain movies.
There you go. See? It's what hits that synapse of the brain. Rob, celebrity crush when you were growing up.
I don't know her name. I think it's Jerry Halliwell. She was the redheaded Spice Girl.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Different generation.
So hot. She was the first hot, besides Ariel from The Little Mermaid, she was the first redhead that I was really turned on to, but then the second one was the Spice Girl.
Is that Baby Spice?
No, she was. That was weird. She was the blonde one.
Yeah, but what was the redhead one called?
Ginger.
Ginger Spice.
The rumor was when we were kids she was a lesbian, and that was so taboo for us.
Oh, God. All right.
Well, I mean, there were obvious lesbians in that group, but not her.
Yeah. So, by the way, I asked...
Did she turn out to be a lesbian?
I don't know. I'll have to check. I haven't looked her up in quite some time.
Well, you should.
I'm surprised that you wouldn't know that off the top of your head.
Yeah. If you had such a crush on her. The sports guy across the hall. I said, here's what our question of the week's going to be. I said, who was it that you had the celebrity crush on when you were growing up? You know what he said? Madonna.
You know the, oh, no.
Yeah, I said, did you see the penthouse?
That blindsided me. Yeah. I was ready to talk about something else, but whoa.
Yep, Madonna.
She's not appealing to men.
None, not at all. I said, did you see the penthouse pictures? They'll turn you off quick. And she was young then. 277.
Oh, yeah, and she was having Sandra Bernhardt on top of her.
277-9600.
I mean, if that doesn't... wow.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, who's this?
This is John. How are you?
John, your celebrity crush.
Well, Sam, it's the same one as you, actually. Valerie Bertinelli was my biggest one. And like you, I was all disappointed when she married Eddie Van Halen, even though he's my favorite.
I know. I was like, oh, another rock star getting the girl next door.
But then also Heather Thomas, too, from Fall Guy. She was always.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. But with Valerie Bertinelli, here was the thing with Valerie Bertinelli, because we were roughly the same. If you look at, like, the first season of One Day at a Time, she was still, you know, very young, still a child. And it was almost like when you would go to the next year of school to see what the girls looked like. So when the next
blossoming.
Season, yep. So when the next season of One Day at a Time came on, she had gotten a little older and even more beautiful. 277-9600.
Yeah, she was something. That show, though, bothered me.
How so?
Because it was supposed to be Ann Romano and her two daughters.
Yep.
And then there's Schneider.
Yep.
And the only people that look related on that show at all are Schneider and Mackenzie Phillips.
Yep. We had...
Ann Romano.
Yep. She was a redhead. She
looks nothing like Valerie Bertinelli and vice versa. But Mackenzie Phillips, Schneider looks like he could have been the daddy.
He could have been. And he was the superintendent. Or yeah, what was he? The super, the custodian.
Yep. He always walked around with a cigarette in his ear and measuring tape.
We had him on the show, too. Pat Harrington was his name. Legendary TV
Dwayne
character.
F. Schneider.
Yep. He long dead. All right, let's see. Where are we going? Right here. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Cindy.
Cindy, who was, growing up, your celebrity crush?
Oh, my God. Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. You loved the mustache, didn't
all
you?
Oh, the ladies love Tom Selleck.
Magnum P.I.
Oh, Magnum and now Blue Bloods.
Now, do you still have the same attraction towards him watching Blue Bloods now that he's a lot older?
Absolutely.
And do you still turn up the volume when the commercial for the reverse mortgage comes on?
Sometimes.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Do you have a little voice that talks to you like he does?
He has that new thing on there because he does reverse mortgages. And he goes, hi, I'm Tom Selleck. There is no way I would endorse something that would hurt seniors. That's why I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, Chris from Camp Coral.
Chris, you're growing up, your celebrity crush.
I believe her name was Nancy McKean. It was Joe from Facts of Life.
You took her over Blair?
Yeah, I know. She wasn't very pretty, but there's something about her that just appealed to me.
She had a tomboy look about her.
Right, she seemed like a cool chick, right? Like, you know, you go bike riding, dirt bike riding,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
You know what? This guy is the perfect wingman because we'd be after Blair and he'd be fine because he wanted Joe.
Yeah, but you can get Joe.
I'll tell you, we're going down memory lane because we've had Blair on the show, too.
Oh, I love Blair.
Yeah. 277-9600. Growing
Tootie
up,
was lots of fun, too.
Tootie, yeah. Your celebrity crush. Who is it?
Tootie blossomed quick.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Dan.
Dan?
Yes.
Celebrity crush?
Paulina Korsakova.
Little Sports Illustrated cover in
that,
girl. And
in that Drive video where she's crying, it's like, oh, my God.
I wanted to punch Chris.
All right, see, there's the phones again. Paulina Portzkova. You know, Rick Ocasek, they've married so long, she was the one that discovered him.
And she's held up really well.
She's held up very well, and I might add this, a lifetime smoker. I want to pass that along. Lifetime
for
smoker.
For the kids, right?
For the kids. She's she still looks good.
And you're positing then that's because she smokes.
Oh, I don't know that for a fact, but she...
Well, you know what they say, if she smokes...
She pokes. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's John.
John, growing up, your celebrity crush.
You know, when you said that, I immediately thought of Susan Day from the Partridge Family.
Susan Day for a stand before he even hit puberty. He knew there was something about Susan Day. Yeah,
she's 67 years old.
Yeah,
now.
Oh yeah. When you don't look these
she
people
looks
up,
good.
Sure, they look good because you have a nice filter in your eye for her. And yes,
that's
some
right.
of them look good, but she's 67.
And you know what, Stan? You're absolutely right. You called it that filter in your eye.
Yes.
And it is all about your perception. I'm thinking about your neighbor Pete, who was married to this very demanding, dumpy, homely old woman, and he thought she was the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yep. And he would carry around pictures
and
of
And you
her.
Know why? Because he was involved with her decades ago, and that's how he still saw her.
Yep.
During the war, wasn't it?
Yeah, World War II. Oh, I think I got something there.
And what was she, French? German?
Yeah. Well, she had it, but Belgium, that's where she was. I don't know if she was part of the occupation or not.
So Pete has an affair with this girl during the war. Family takes him in, treats him like one of the family. Then it's time to come home. And he marries his sweetheart at home, but never stopped thinking about the girl from the war.
Yep.
And then what were they like in their 70s or 80s before
80s.
They hooked up again?
80s.
And he swore, that is the most beautiful woman you've ever seen.
Yep. Oh, look at this. See, I told you we had Schneider on.
Hi, this is Dwayne F. Schneider of One Day at a Time. And I'm telling you, if you listen to anything, you got to listen to Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock. I do.
There he is. There. He's long dead.
Thank you, Schneider.
Ahoy, who's this?
Gerald.
Gerald, your celebrity crush growing up.
Do you remember Christy McNichol?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sure, I remember.
Boy, it broke my heart when I found out she played for the other team.
Yep, she was with the other team.
Ah, I never knew that.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to break it to you. It's true.
Yeah. Probably best that you didn't know.
See, this is if you don't want to know the answer, or you don't want to know how old they are now.
She was smoking hot. She did a movie with Tatum O'Neal, and my God.
See, I never felt anything for her.
I forget what it was, but it was called something like Summer Foxes, where they were in bikinis the whole movie.
277-9600.
It sounds like a good title for the 70s, 80s. Summer Foxes.
Yeah. Growing up, who was your celebrity crush? Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Eli.
Eli, a different generation. Who was your celebrity crush?
Daisy Duke. From the original Dukes of Hazzard.
Come on.
Yeah, we had her.
We had her. Right here. Right in this room.
You had her?
Yeah, right in this room.
Yep, wow. Both of
us.
Of you at the same time?
Yeah, we were both here, and she was right in the middle.
And- And she held up well, too.
She, I swear to God, in D-Train was the witness to it. Haney was out having a cigarette, and she's sitting, like, right next to me. Very lovely woman. And she's older, but still very beautiful. And she looks over to me, and I had one of my golf shirts on with the country club on it. She goes, "Do you play golf?" And I said, "Yeah, I play golf." She goes, "I am a lifetime member at one of the clubs out in California." And she said, you and I need to go and play golf one time while I'm down here." And
get
I'm like,
"Yeah,
I can't." Oh, it's the truth. And then Haney comes in after having his smoke. She's making eyes at both of us.
She was. She still had it.
Yeah.
She knew what she had, and she knew how to use it.
Yeah, she was a member at Bel Air Country Club. And she said she plays golf all the time and didn't know that. She goes, "Oh, we should play golf." And I'm like, "Well, maybe someday there, Daisy."
She is. No, but
as long as she wears those shorts.
But there's something about her where you can tell if you let down your guard, she'd have you wrapped around her finger
in
no time.
In a second.
Oh, I'll bet.
Appreciate the call. got time for one more here. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Piff the Pool Man's baby brother.
All right. His baby brother?
Yeah.
What's your name?
They call me Fast Willie.
Fast Willie. All right. Celebrity crush?
Linda Carter.
Oh, yeah, sure. Wonder Woman.
I was 5 years old, and I knew exactly at that age what to do when I saw her on TV.
How's your brother doing?
He's still fat.
I wanted Linda Carter to put that golden lasso around me.
Yeah, oh, man, she was beautiful. If you would like to answer our question of the week, and as you see, they last for a week with emails coming in, ahoy@stanandhaney.com. ahoy@stanandhaney.com. Growing up, who was your celebrity crush? ahoy@stanandhaney.com. Mark Haney and the News is next.
We wrote the book on funny, but unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the News coming up here in just a second. We'll also check traffic. 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob Show taking you through your Thursday evening. And Haney, I'm looking at the texts coming in from the Absolute Law text line because people were answering there, and I can't get to those. But so many of the crushes young men had when they were growing up, we had the privilege of having on the show. We were talking about Daisy Duke and going down the list. I'm like, wait a second. We had her. We had her on the show. We had her on the show.
Did we ever get Marsha on the show?
No, we did not.
We had everybody else.
Yeah, let me go down and
I mean, Greg came and sat in with us.
Yeah. By the way, the texter says, tell Janie the show she was thinking of was called Little Darlings. Let's see. The Facts of Life.
Could that have been Haney and not Janie?
Maybe. I have no idea.
Damn, autocorrect.
Yep, Celebrity Crush, Kathy Ireland. Let's see. Some guy was feeling real bad for the caller that we had to break the news to him about Christy McNichol.
Yeah, that really, I remember it was quite a kick to the chongs to me, too, when I found out.
Barbara Eden. Well, somebody that we had on the show. She's no longer with us. Peggy Lipton from the Mod Squad.
Oh, my God. True beauty.
Yep. Daisy from the Dukes of Hazzard had her on. Olivia Newton-John, been on the show. I met her.
You've touched her.
I touched Olivia Newton-John. Let's see. Oh, you know what? This person was right. Susanna Hoff. She was very pretty. Marianne from Gilligan's Island on the show. Yep, had her.
Her and Ginger.
Yeah, both of them on the show. Heather Locklear.
Troubled.
Yeah. Oh, very much so. Another one for Daisy Duke. Yep. Tina Louise from Gilligan's Island. She sang to me.
Boop, boop, ba-doo.
Yeah. Farrah Fawcett. Farrah Fawcett was one of those...
tragic beauties.
Tragic beauty. She was such a big hit on Charlie's Angels. She only lasted a year before they replaced her with Cheryl Ladd. And I was always
That's all it took for her to become an icon.
Yeah, and I absolutely. Well, that poster made her an icon. But she was something. She was like, in my eyes, unattainable. But Jaclyn Smith, I could get. As a 12-year-old Stan.
You know, I was thinking about my crushes that I listed. And really, the only one realistically that I could ever see anything actually happening with, Phoebe Cates. I think she'd like me.
Okay.
I mean, Kelly LeBrock is way out of my league.
Yeah, but Phoebe Cates. She's just a
beautiful, wholesome girl.
Yep. Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. All right, a few things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Disabled vehicle, Midpoint Bridge, Fort Myers side. Crash, Fort Myers, McGregor Boulevard and College Parkway. That could be the Midpoint Bridge thing. And then we got traffic control on Sanibel, Periwinkle Way, and Lindgren Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30.
I had the Kelly LeBrock types, and they frightened my family.
Mark Haney and the news.
Poor mom.
Starts right Come now.
Who's still up? Is that you, Mark? Oh, my God.
There was a time.
Hello, Mom.
A time before cable. When the local anchor.
I'd like you to meet my girlfriend. She's a model.
When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, May 28th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
And one of my favorite things to do on this segment is to tell you where things came from. Things that you're perfectly familiar with, but they had to start somewhere.
Okay.
Stan, I know for a fact you've used this on multiple occasions. The Internet Movie Database.
Oh, absolutely.
You know where that came from?
I don't know. Somebody that started a web page and said, let's put up all the movies and actors and actresses.
It started pretty close to our question of the week. It started in 1999. A group of guys wanted to make a list of the actresses with the best eyes. That was the inspiration, and it just grew from there. Hey, these guys got a pretty good database going.
What about the first ever cell phone call?
Didn't we do this one time before we talked about it?
We may have, but if we did, it is well worth repeating because it is a beauty. You have a guess as to the date, what time frame it happened?
I want to say in the 70s.
You're correct. The first ever cell phone call was placed on April 3rd, 1973. But what makes this great is what that phone call was. One of the engineers at Motorola who built the phone, when he was done with that last piece of solder, he took the phone out to the street and called his competitor over at AT&T to go, nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
Yeah.
I did it.
Take a listen to this, sucker.
I think we can both identify with that. What about Pokemon? Where the hell did that come from?
I think that's in Japan.
Well, what do we know about Japan? It's a place where the hand can be used as a knife.
Oh, but don't try that on this heirloom tomato.
Oh, no. What a mess. The man who invented Pokemon got the idea for the whole franchise. Think about all the money that's been made off Pokemon. And it came from something very simple. The guy who invented Pokemon got the inspiration because he collected bugs as a kid. So instead of bugs, he came up with rare monsters, and now he's got more money than he knows what to do with.
Darn right. Everybody loves, all the kids love the Pokemon.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many Pokemon cards, figures, games, videos that I purchased in my lifetime for my daughter and this Pokemon stuff.
Pika Pika.
Yeah. I just remember my favorite when she was watching him, the Snorlax. Because he was a big fat thing that dammed up the river.
Well, I guess there's a purpose for everything.
Yeah.
And finally, something completely random that you'll probably never be able to use. The ancient Greeks had no word for the color blue.
Hmm. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah, I wonder what they said. What color was the sky?
Something with a Greek accent. You know, like baklava.
Yeah.
Today is a great day. It celebrates one of my most favorite things. Today is National Burger Day.
Ah. Yeah.
And a new survey asked America about their burger preferences, and we have the result.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I like a Worcestershire burger.
You know, I like all kinds of different burgers. I'm very adventurous when it comes to burgers.
And if I had today, I'd take a mushroom and Swiss.
If that happened to suit your mood today,
right,
sure.
Right.
73% of Americans say they absolutely love a good burger. They can't get enough of them. Then you got your outliers. Your 18% that either don't like hamburgers or don't eat meat.
Oh.
You don't know what you're missing.
Yep.
The most popular way to have your burger cooked?
Well, they all prefer medium well, but I'll say medium.
Well done.
Really? I don't like it like shoe leather.
Yeah, but then again, it depends. Where are you? What kind of meat is it?
Because I'll always go, if I'm like at a nice place and I order a burger and they say, well, how do you like that cooked? I'll say medium well.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. But I was reading about this butcher in New Jersey, and he's known as the best. And all the restaurants in New York that serve burgers, they want to get it from him. And he said, so I'm faced with quite a dilemma because all these people want it as an exclusive. So you know what he did?
What?
He made up a precision blend for each different restaurant that would reflect what is on their menu, you know, what their theme is. And they had a video of him at his shop, and he's putting through T-bones, ribeyes, stuff that you could throw right on a grill.
Absolutely.
And he has different mixtures of different cuts for different restaurants. I mean, that's getting serious about your burgers.
Yeah, well, you go to the grocery store, you have ground sirloin, ground chuck. It's all based on fat content.
Yeah, and the cheaper the meat, the more well done it needs to be.
The cheaper the meat, the more fat in the meat, and the greasier the burger will be. And they say somewhere like around chuck is perfect for a hamburger, because if you use the sirloin, not enough fat. Ground beef, too much fat.
So 40% like it well done, 20% prefer medium well, only 2% are daredevils and like a hamburger rare.
No way. I wouldn't eat a rare hamburger ever.
I would if it came from that guy, but
yeah,
that's it.
That's. I mean, if you don't know where it came from, because realizing you may like your steak rare or medium rare, you don't know what's going through that grinder.
Mm-hmm. Most common toppings people put on burgers.
Ketchup.
Correct.
I like a pickle.
Not on the list.
Cheese?
Yes.
Does it specify the cheese?
No, it's very general.
Mushrooms?
Nope.
Mustard?
No.
Mayo?
No.
Onion?
Yes.
Lettuce?
Yes.
Relish?
What goes with lettuce?
Tomato.
There you go.
But I don't
That's
even
it.
Think about tomato. I hate tomato.
The least common toppings
are what I just mentioned.
Yes. Specifically, relish.
Yeah.
Now, I like relish.
I know you.
I don't know why that's there. Some people get offended if you put an egg on their hamburger.
Some
I
people
don't.
Love it. Some people love an egg on their burger. There's a special name for a burger like that if you get a hamburger with an egg on it.
Yeah, done right. It's really
yeah.
good. Again, there's the potential for disaster there, but and it's done well. It's done right, yeah. Others on the survey, in addition to relish and eggs, least common toppings, hot sauce,
no.
ranch dressing,
no.
and Thousand Island.
No. Well, that's on a Big Mac, isn't it?
Yes, but you have to really alter that dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I suggest is if that's what you're going for, go half Thousand Island, half mayo, and you can't go wrong.
Right there. Bingo. Yep. You're right.
We ready for a break?
We sure are, and you can do three when you come back.
Roger that in a moment.
96 K-Rock with over an hour commercial-free.
If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman?
Commercial-free K-Rock, loud and proud on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, earlier this month we told you Joe Buck is speculating that Major League Baseball would use fake crowd noise to make broadcasts feel more natural in the absence of fans. It's unclear if they'll do that for the NBA, but referee Scott Foster has concerns. Referee Foster tells us, without live fans, the referees might hear more feedback, if you will, from coaches and the bench, and viewers might be exposed to hear that colorful language from players, coaches, and yes, even the referees.
Firmly agree.
Quote, I don't know who I'd be more worried for, the players or referees at this point. I know I don't want everything we normally say to each other going out. There's going to be some assistant coaches that we haven't really heard from before sitting in the second row that we'll be able to hear just fine now. So that will be a bit of an adjustment. And we're really going to have to talk about and analyze what is okay for the public to hear and how we'll be going about our business. And that is something Rob the bank, he wasn't even there to steal money. All he wanted was just a few minutes with the microwave and the bank's break room because he really needed to heat up some hot pockets. When the police arrested him and asked him if it was worth it to break into a bank just to heat up hot pockets, he replied, and I quote, hell yeah, it was worth it.
Yep. He was real proud of himself.
I want to know what flavor that was.
Yeah, I wonder if it was a pizza. I also used to like the hot meatball hot pockets where it was like a meatball sub in a hot pocket.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't mind eating, you know, lightly heated dog food, it's great.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill? Yeah, hot pockets is genius because they hide the filling. You don't want to look at it.
No, you know you don't want to look at it. And then depending on how it's cooked or if it thawed out, it'll usually slide down to one end.
Yeah, and it might belch some cheese at you.
Yes, it will.
You don't want to look at, is that meat? What?
Yep.
I don't know what that is.
There's a lot of things that you buy and that you eat that you don't want to look at. You know
what are you talking about? Are you talking about Jamaica beef patties?
I'll tell you one, because I love it. I love a wonton soup.
What is that?
I don't know. You open up the wonton one time and look at that filling, and you'll say to yourself, what is that? I don't want to know.
Yeah, you know, you go to heat that wonton. It looks better once it's heated.
Yes. Yes.
A lot of that stuff, you know, when it gets heated, it goes away.
Yeah.
Did I say Bill?
Yes, you did.
A woman in the UK recently posted about a delicate situation involving her marriage and a possible divorce. She posted on a parenting forum. She says her husband's parents just purchased the house next door. And she is highly concerned that she personally, as a woman, cannot handle emotionally, mentally, having her judgmental in-laws next door to her.
My mother-in-law.
So, she's determined that she may have to do the only thing she can do.
What's that?
Blow up the family, get a divorce.
They're quote, capable of doing it.
I like my own space, and I feel like they're going to invade it. It's making me want to split from my husband, who I otherwise have a great relationship with. But it's making me resent him.
Yeah.
So she's done the wise thing and asked the internet at large if she's being unreasonable. And the consensus is perhaps a divorce is unreasonable since you have such a great relationship. But finding a reason to move away is perfectly fine.
Yeah, I would agree. What don't they? What's that place called when you have a big house and you got the little cottage there? What is that called?
Mother-in-law quarters?
Yeah. Come on, that's usually commonplace.
And at least they were nice enough to purchase a standalone dwelling where they're not on the property.
Correct. Correct. Haney, somebody just texted. What about tofu? What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Tofu. What is that? They wrap that up in a lot of stuff too.
Well, I mean, I've seen it, but I'll never eat it.
Me neither. Tofu. What?
You'll find me by the butcher. And that's the news for today, Thursday, May 28th.
Double M Double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
There's things that you don't want to... You know another one? I got to tell you real quick. I love, you know, when I was a kid eating ravioli. Now, if you, and I remember making this for my daughter, and I ate it as a kid, you're like canned ravioli.
Chef Boyardee.
Take one of those raviolis, if you can get it without breaking out of the can, and peel back the pasta and take a look at that meat.
You don't want to do that.
What is that?
Well, what other kind of meat comes in a can?
Dog food.
Yep. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Your higher-end dog foods.
Yeah.
I would bet that some of them cross the line to fit for human consumption.
Like a cow can?
Yeah, like a science diet.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Listen to new thrills in stereophonic high fidelity. Sound with a new dimension. The new living sound of
Stan and Haney.
The realism, depth, and dimension of a live performance right in your own home.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. Haney, management was just in the studio.
Uh-oh.
And I need it, like, today before I go home. You need to send me... Oh, jeez. You need to send me a selfie of yourself working hard from home.
I'm not dressed.
Look, you have to send me a picture of yourself, you in the picture, with your equipment and microphone and all that.
Come again, you're breaking up.
Stop that. I'm telling you... It is for a corporate. They want to make sure it's either.
Do they want me to? Do I have to put a shirt on? Or?
Yeah, well, something. They're going to use it for a big presentation of our people working hard from home. Now, if you don't want to send it, I can make arrangements so that you can be back here tomorrow.
You shut your mouth.
You have to, and I send it to my phone so I can send it to the powers that be. Because
and
they're
then
doing
they tell two friends.
Well, everybody who's working from home gets has to send a picture.
Stan, I'm no Brett Garrell, okay?
Nobody's saying that. Certain people around
last
here.
Last time I checked, I'm not a stewardess for Braniff Airlines.
Throw a hat on. I need it within 15 minutes. Let's get you updated.
No.
You have to. This is not for K-Rock. This is not for local Beasley. This is corporate. Fort Myers, traffic control, Bell Boulevard South and State Road 82. I'm not joking. Fort Myers, hit and run. 4500 block of Palm Beach Boulevard, right by the Express Beauty and Barber Shop. And Lehigh Acres, crash, Mayberry Drive, and Mobile Court. And you are up to date.
Isn't it rich?
Yes.
Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair.
We have feelings, you know.
Yeah, send the picture now. I'm waiting. I got people waiting. Clown. I mean, the highest of the high.
I would have to leave the microphone and get dressed first.
Send me a picture.
Got to find a pant and a shirt.
Do it from the neck up.
One who keeps tearing around.
So you say to hell with the shirt and the hat, just do it?
Do it any way you want to do it. They need a picture by 6 o'clock.
All right, I'll do it now.
All right.
We'll do it live. That damn phones.
Send in the clouds. Just when I'd stopped.
Oh, boy.
Opening doors. Finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours.
I think I'm a vampire. I can't see me.
You gotta flip it there. Hit the button. Make it go the other way.
Flare. I can't see me.
Sure of my lines.
It's called taking a selfie.
No one. Is there...
My damn headphones came unplugged. This is really disruptive.
Hey, they need it by 6. It's a corporate thing.
All right.
Don't you love the farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns?
Did you take the picture yet?
Yeah, coming your way.
All right, got it.
Send in the clowns. Don't bother.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. Okay, fading out now.
All right, love you. See you tomorrow.
Love you.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I got bad habits I got to get rid of, man. Smoke cigarettes. I got to quit smoking cigarettes, especially in New York. Cigarettes, $12 a pack. It's time to quit. I was in North Carolina a couple weeks ago. Bought a pack of cigarettes. The lady said $4.50. I thought I was in the middle of a drug transaction. I was like, shut up, bring the truck around. I need 2 kilos of Newports. I'm about to be rich. I was in New York, I asked for a pack of cigarettes and a six pack of beer. I gave it, got $20. He said, thank you. I was like, what happened to my change? Barack Obama, that's the only change you're getting. And Mayor Bloomberg don't want nobody to smoke. He got all these campaigns. This is any city you go to, he got these campaigns. You know, they show you the ugliest sign of smoking. There's a Puerto Rican dude. The guy had a hole in his throat from smoking, and he was upset because he used to swim. Now he can't swim because he got a hole in his throat. That's not funny. The funny part was he still had an accent in the hole. His hole was Puerto Rican. He was like, yeah, I used to like they swim.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Laughter. Can just a little bit of laughter today. With today's edition of the 4 o'clock Fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
They still like me.
They sure do.
The pandemic has been devastating for businesses, especially the oldest profession. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
prostitute complaints.
Top prostitute complaints.
Just when you thought there were no more new viruses to catch. Nothing chafes quite like a vinyl tube top. For some reason, Mom gave them all names that start with a K.
Cut critical health care program or stop work on roads and bridges. So,
I heard it.
Bridges. So,
that somebody just texted. That's a Metamucil fart.
Bridges. So,
you just got to keep regular.
Yeah.
Bridges. So,
top prostitute complains.
Yes.
Kids see them in their thigh-high boots and assume they're Wonder Woman. Look at this right here on the list of top prostitute complaints. Yes. I believe this was submitted by a Henny Youngman. Customers who say, I want you to do things my wife never does. Then they ask him to cook and clean.
There we go. There's the old one-liners.
You know, in this day and age, there's a lot more overhead. Not only are those latex gloves expensive as hell, but so is all the extra lube.
This poor boy is ill.
The only tip their most frequent client gives them is don't tell Hillary. Customers who attempt to use their face mask as a condom.
Hey!
Damn it. When the kids won't stop screaming during Zoom meetings with your pimp. And finally, the very top prostitute complaint.
Yes.
Hoop earrings that snag on the gear shift.
Harder than it sure does, Billy.
And that, my friends, is before fun.
Elvis has left the building.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.